The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're heading to the United States in the coming months. How should you prepare and protect your phone and social media accounts to avoid a nightmare at border control? I'm joined in the studio by Adrian Weckler, tech editor with the Irish and Sunday Independence, the Big Tech Show podcast presenter. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
So you want to go to the United States. You don't really feel there's too much wrong with what you've been doing on your phone, but you never know.
You never know, because we're hearing a lot of these stories about tourists and others being interrogated or even locked up sometimes for their activities, and border security are going through the phone. They're demanding to get into their phone. Sometimes they'll ask to access using the person's fingerprint, their facial recognition. And there is this fear now, is it safe for me to go to the States? Are they going to try and rifle through my phone? So there are a few things you can do to try and prepare your phone, if that is your concern, that would minimize the risk of them rooting through.
Okay, so talk us through it.
Yep. So the first thing you can do, a basic measure, is to delete sensitive apps. And by sensitive apps, I'm talking about stuff that, you know, messaging apps, things that you wouldn't want security looking through. Don't worry if you delete your apps, because in the vast majority of apps on your iPhone or your Android phone, if you delete them, when you reinstall them on your phone, when you're safely landed in the States or when you get back home, all of your information typically is there. Now, there's one exception to that, and that's WhatsApp. You have to be very careful when you're deleting WhatsApp for your
Everything
phone.
Everything goes and you can't retrieve it.
You have to back up the chats before you delete it. So you're on your phone, your iPhone or your Android phone. You have to go into your WhatsApp. You have to back up the chats. It's in settings there. It's quite easy to do. Then you can delete it. And then you can reinstall it and reintegrate your chats.
They shouldn't be able to get at your WhatsApp because it's encrypted end to end.
Well, what they would do is they would ask you to open it in front of them. That's what happens here. So they're not trying to hack your phone. They're trying to get you to open your phone to check whether they're, whether you're a bad guy, basically.
Okay. Now, if you want to be sure, what do you do?
You could back up, you could reset your phone, factory reset your phone. Now, this is very tricky, and you do this with caution. I've done it once or twice, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to back up everything. So if you're using an iPhone, that means backing up your account, your entire account, using iCloud. Everyone who has an iPhone has an iCloud account. You'll see sometimes references to, like when you buy a new iPhone, you have to give your iCloud account details. You need to back everything up to iCloud. It's the same for Android. If you have a Samsung phone or you have a, any other type of Android phone, you have to back it up using Android. Then you effectively have the equivalent of almost like a burner phone. You've a smartphone.
Brand new phone, effectively.
It's a brand new phone with very little on it other than your texting app, your call, your SIM card in it. You can then restore the entire phone if you want using the iCloud or the Android, your Android account. You can back up your phone. It will give you a message to say, do you want to back up your phone as per last Friday or as per the 1st of April or the 1st of May? And you can do that.
Okay, now I arrive at border control in Dublin Airport or whatever. They ask to see my phone and I've done a factory reset. There's nothing on it.
Yeah.
It's virgin. So are they going to say, what is this guy trying to hide?
They could well do. That's the flip side to all of this. Because, I mean, rather than factory reset your phone, you could just buy a burner phone. And I'm not talking about one of those old Nokias. I'm talking about one of the ultra budget models, €99. There's a whole load of them out there.
And
mostly
a smartphone.
Android phones. Yeah, smartphone. They're very good. They're very functional. Almost nothing on it. Now, you run the risk that if you it rock up through border security, they may not believe you that you don't operate a phone with apps. So that is the flip side to that. I have to say, in my experience, I was in the States 10 days ago. I'm going again for a big Apple conference in 2 weeks' time. It's quite rare that this happens. But the effect is that, you know, the US is experiencing 10% fewer visitors from Europe. So this is a concern. Where it gets tricky is with biometrics. So Face ID and fingerprints. That's a typical way that most people now open their phones or get into their phones. And It's a weird little tick that the US, if you turn off your biometrics, it's harder for the US to compel you to give a passcode than it is to just hold the phone up in front of your face or ask you to use your thumb, because they're used to doing that anyway. Anyone who goes through US border control now in Dublin Airport, you typically have to stand there in front of a camera, and sometimes you have to give your thumbprint as well. So that is an extra measure you could do, is to get rid of your biometrics.
So if you're using a PIN code to get into your phone, can they force you to reveal that?
Because it's harder for them to do that. Now, the flip side, so the answer is no, but the flip side is if you say no, it's like having a burner phone. You're now running the risk of creating in their head a suspicion that you are not legit or that you're up to no good.
Okay, so finally, Adrian, your advice generally to people heading for the States who have, as far as they know, nothing to hide, and there are loads of J1ers who'll be going over there, and they may have the odd message about Palestine on their phones.
It's a tricky age because, like, if you're a J1er, for example, there's a very good chance that on the campus, on college campus, you attended some Free Palestine, for example, conference. Now, that's a really tricky one. That's completely within the realms of free and legitimate and justifiable activity. But you're slightly worried now, looking at the headline coming out of the States, that they will regard that as some sort of radical activity, and you don't know what they will think. My own experience is that it's very rare for this type of interrogation to happen. Very, very rare. And we don't hear about it a lot. But if you have any doubt, just tidy your phone up a little bit.
Okay. And if you were in a protest in front of a building and they have a picture of you and you rock up and give your facial ID to their camera, bingo, we gotcha.
Well, especially if it's the US Embassy. A few weeks ago, I saw a whole load of people protesting outside the US Embassy. That's absolutely fine, but yet you are the person they'll probably have.
Adrian Weckler, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.